last time we were discussing in terms of well, I wanted to fix one thing from last time. I forgot to mention something. Okay. So I mentioned something about the winds, and we mentioned that if you have a really strong wind like a hurricane, the bracha shekolchog rasom le'olam, and if it's a slightly stronger, lighter wind than that, but still a very strong wind, then you might make something like osev masa brachos. There are a lot of poskim who say that you should make osev masa brachos on both, even though shekolchog rasom le'olam was the technical bracha on the hurricane or something like that, those winds. Okay, last time we were discussing, if you see large bodies of water, Rambam talks about basically, we learned in the Rambam that if you see large mountains, you see large bodies of water, you see certain rivers, you would make osev masa brachos. So what is going on in terms of this halacha? So yesterday I talked about it a little bit, but there is actually an interesting twist to this halacha. It's mentioned, brought down, that if you see the Yam HaGadol, you see the great body of water, you would make an Oseh HaYam HaGadol, that this incredible body of water was created, one particular body of water. Some people say it's supposed to be in past tense, Sha'asa Es HaYam HaGadol, that's the Ashkenazi version. So the Sha'asa Es HaYam HaGadol. So the question is, what are you supposed to make this one on? Because any other body of water that is very impressive and very large would make an Oseh Masa Brachos. So what are we making this on? So the Rush felt that the sea that you make this on is the Mediterranean Sea. And you would make that bracha, and because it's a large, impressive sea that is close to Eretz Yisrael, therefore it has a certain chashivas, and you would make that bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch follows that opinion. So he basically says it's the Mediterranean. The Magen Avram, and a lot of later Achronim, said based upon some other sources, it's actually the Mediterranean is not, it's not supposed to be the Mediterranean because it's not really big enough. It's supposed to be a body of water that covers a large part of the earth. So they actually said it was the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean, because again, traveling from Israel to someplace else, so the Atlantic Ocean, the major ocean that's there, that was the bracha that you make Sha'asa Es HaYam HaGadol on. So what do we do practically? So for Sfardim, they never make this bracha, ever. You'll do without Hashem's name. You show up, you see, you make an Oseh Masa Brachos on these bodies of water. And if you see, let's say, the Mediterranean or the Atlantic, you would say, without Hashem's name, without Shem and Malchus, you would say, Baruch Asa, or Osef, or Osef probably for Svardim, Hayam HaGadol. For Ashkenazim, what do we do? So it's a little bit of a debate. Every Ashkenazi agrees that for the Mediterranean, we don't make this bracha, special bracha. For the Atlantic, seems that many Ashkenazi poskim say that you should make this bracha. So if you were flying over the Atlantic, if you're a Sephardi, you probably make Oseh Masa Brachos. And if you are towards Israel, and if you are Ashkenazi, you would say Sha'asa Es HaYam HaGadol. See the impressive large amount of the Atlantic over there that you're flying over. So you would make that bracha. What happens when you get to the Mediterranean? Do you make a new bracha on Oseh Masa Brachos? So the poskim say, the Betzel HaChachma says that because we're not sure and they kind of share, they both might be under the same bracha, so you don't make a new bracha for the Mediterranean. He said the opposite. If I was going towards the Mediterranean coming from Israel, and I was passing over the Mediterranean, and I said an Oseh Masa Brachos, I would not make a new bracha when I reach the Atlantic either. So, because they're technically could be covered one by the other. The Mishneh Berurah writes, if you're not sure, because you're not sure you're supposed to say Asa Es HaYam HaGadol in any of these places, you're allowed to say Osa Masha Brachos. He calls it the Shahakol of these types of brachos. Osa Masha Brachos covers everything because it was created at that time. So you can use it to cover it. He also brings a second proof, which is, let's say I made a Bori Priya Eitz on grapes. I'm sorry, on wine. I made a Bori Priya Eitz on wine. According to some opinions, the bracha works. So obviously, why? Because it's fruit. Came from fruit. Came from grapes. So same thing here. Everything was a creation of Hashem. So Osa Masa Brachos works for that reason. So that's what you would do. So if you're flying to Israel, you see the Mediterranean, you can make, sorry, you see the Atlantic, you can make an, if you're Sephardi, Osa Masa Brachos, and Ashkenazi, Shasas Hayam HaGadol. An amazing bracha there. So that is the, that's in terms of that. The poskim talk about, Shulchan Aruch talks about that if you see any of the great four rivers that are mentioned in Tanakh, then you would make Osa Masa Brachos. So the Mishnah writes, poskim write, that it's not just that river, it's any impressive river that you can make, any large river, you can make this bracha. So therefore, a lot of the later poskim said, since we're not sure, there's an interesting halacha which goes like this. The rivers have to be the way they were at the time of creation. If they were man-made or they were expanded by men, and according to many poskim, if by just the water itself causes the a major expansion, then you would not make that bracha. So you go over and you see, like, you know, Suez Canal, you're not going to make a bracha on it. It's a man-made creation. Or any part of a river that's connected, two rivers are connected, that's a man-made creation. So therefore, most people don't make brachas on rivers just for that reason with Shem and Malchus, because of the fact that we don't know what's going on there. One more, I forgot to say one thing before. On the Mediterranean, we said, because we're not sure what it is, we make an Osa Masa Brachos. There are a lot of poskim, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a few of them, that said that when you see the Mediterranean and you have that bracha, when you make that bracha, you can add on the words afterwards, Shasas Hayam HaGadol, at the end of the bracha. And this way you get both covered there. When can I make a bracha on these water, bodies of water? Large sea, or as we mentioned. So when can I make a bracha on these bodies of water? So once every 30 days. So let's say you travel to Israel, you made a bracha on the Atlantic coming in, you're then leaving from Israel. It's within a month, can't make a new bracha because of the fact that it's within 30 days. If somebody lives by the shore, but they haven't managed to go see the sea for 30 days, that's actually an interesting debate, what they're supposed to do. Because they're used to it, it's there. It's a good question. What about the Dead Sea? Yam HaMelech. So the Dead Sea is actually a debate. Can you make an Osa Masa Brachos if you've seen the Dead Sea for the first time in 30 days? So some poskim say yes. It's a large body of water. It's impressive. And there were other poskim that said no, because according to certain midrashim, they know that this was created from other things. The midrashim talk about. So if you believe the midrashim 100% and say that they're literal, this lake was, the Dead Sea was created later. What about if I'm driving and I see a little part of the sea? So that's also a debate. So you should probably wait till you see a larger portion of the sea. Okay. So that's in terms of bodies of water. Okay. Mountains. Yeah, go ahead.
If like it's a man-made water, or like it was natural for it got bigger, like wouldn't you still make the bracha because like Hashem builds like...
But it doesn't, the problem is that it doesn't fit into the words of Osa Masa Brachos, which it has to have been there from the times of Brachos, from times of creation.
Like, would you...
And if you have, say, by the way, if you have any suffix, you obviously don't make the bracha. Right.
Like, would you say, the one for, knowledge, that, gave me the knowledge to do that?
No, because that's only when you see the person themselves. I don't think you would put that in. Annabelle.
But we learned that you also make those imaginary sheets when there's lightning. So that's
right.
It strikes and it's gone. So how does that fit in?
Lightning was around at the beginning of creation of the world. So even though this particular lightning bolt, the whole atmosphere that was created that creates lightning existed then. Whereas when the man-made dug up this body of water, and according to some postkim, when it could be like, you know, a little earthquake comes and moves the water around, you know, some of them, it's even if it's not completely man-made, but it's done a little bit by nature, as we mentioned before. So in those cases, it's not there at the time of creation. It wasn't there at all. Gabby. You don't make a bracha on the solar eclipse. Well, one is because it was told that it was an eclipse is a siman klala. It's a type of a curse. It's a bad thing for the world. The other version, obviously, should be because you cannot see it to make the bracha. That's not really seeing it. It's barely seeing it at all, if you haven't noticed. It's not really seeing it clearly, at least. Lana. Not always. It's a special here because it's possible opinion, and there's no hefsek. Like sometimes with like a food bracha, that would be a hefsek if you add another word. Here, there's no hefsek. A bracha says shevach. You experience it, then you make the bracha. So that's important. What about mountains? So the post can talk about that. The only mountains you ever make a bracha on are the ones that are impressive. So it has to be a really impressive mountain. So the mountains have to be somewhat impressive, okay? So there's a famous debate whether they have to be known to be impressive. Like, for example, what's a famous large mountain? Mount Rushmore is nice. Mount Everest, something like that, if you can find it. So that's a good question. So we'll get back to that. So here we go. So you would make it only if it's impressive. If you are flying over land and you see mountains, the post can talk about you should not make a bracha on them because they're not that impressive from up high, as opposed to a giant sea or ocean. Okay? So you don't make a bracha on mountains when you're flying over them, but you would make it on the ocean or the sea. So it's got to be that it's impressive because of the fact that it's a mountain, meaning it looks so, you sit there and you're looking like, wow, that's amazing. So that's what's going on here. You're blessing the fact that it's amazing. Rainbows. Okay. We make a bracha on a rainbow. Birchas hakeshes. Okay. Make a bracha on the rainbow. So the interesting part about the rainbow is that just like thunder and lightning, it's not something you have to wait 30 days to see. So if you saw a rainbow, you can make a bracha each time that you see the rainbow. Now, there's actually a debate whether it's like thunder and lightning, like we mentioned, whether the clouds have to disperse for you to make a new bracha. That's a little bit of a debate. But definitely, if the clouds disperse from the rain and a new rainbow comes in, it doesn't matter that it's within 30 days, you can make the bracha. So we make a bracha on a rainbow. There is an interesting question. How much of the rainbow do you actually have to see?
Every color.
So the question is, do you have to see it as like a semicircle or if you see a little part in the sky? So that by itself is a debate. So most people won't make the bracha until they see. Until they see the whole semicircle. So just because of that fact, there's an interesting point, halacha, that you brought down. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as halacha, which is, you're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. You look at it for a second, you're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. The reason it was brought down is because staring at the rainbow is like staring at the Shechina, and that is considered to be not allowed. One second. The rainbow, it's considered to be something you're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. You can look at it for a second. And this became an interesting question. If you see a rainbow, should you tell your friend? So brought down by a bunch of posts, Ashkenazi poskim, that if you see a rainbow, not really supposed to tell your friend. because they're technically not supposed to be staring at it. Ravadi Yosef writes, that he thinks there's no issue at all, because technically you can look at it for 2 seconds and make a bracha. So he thought that there's no issue. But in the Ashkenazi world, there was a question whether you should be able to tell your friend. Regardless, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to tell your, even if you can tell your friend, you are not, you're not supposed to stare at the rainbow. That's basically considered to be what it is. So that was the, looking at a picture is obviously not a problem. If you see the rainbow through your window, just like you see lightning through your window, that's allowed to make a bracha, right? But they talk about in the poskim not to be staring at a rainbow, which is something I'll get back to maybe a little bit next time, okay? Thanks, girls. Stop here. So we're going to get back to that. We're gonna